Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am glad to have you back with me. I'm glad for all of us to be back together again, where we can join hearts and minds again as we work together to build the individual, the family, and the community on the local, the family, the state, rather national level. And let's not forget about the international level of community. We are a community. I mean, these planes are making it so much easier for us to get from point A to point B, and point B is across the seas. Not to mention the fact that we have so many people living in America who are from other countries. People who are Americans living in other countries. Some people call them sometimes expatriates, expats, if you will. They still have American citizenship, though. They just decided that they're going to retire and live somewhere else. Yeah. This is one world, one earth, one world, one earth. A lot of people say it's a small, 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 small world. I can't say that I agree with that. I guess if you can make a 12-hour, a 14-hour plane ride to some place that's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away, I guess in a way that can make it seem small, but no, I wouldn't call it small. I guess we can really appreciate just how big it is if instead of putting everything in the context of a flight, we begin to think about, or for that matter, a flight not only from one country to another, but from one part of the one country to the same, to another part of the same country. It's one thing to fly that distance. What if you drove that distance? Same distance. Might take 3.5 to 5 hours to fly. I don't know how long it would take to drive. Maybe 24 hours? 32 hours? And you figure, you know, a lot of that way you're able to move about 75 miles per hour. But what if you had to ride a bicycle that entire distance? Now, I know some people thinking, okay, come on now. I hear you loud and clear. I'm just talking perspective. When we talk about the earth being a small, 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 small world, not really sure what people mean by that. But can you imagine back in the days when not only did people not ride bicycles from one town to the next, but they rode mules and or walked those distances? Okay, y'all, we need to make a trip. And that trip was going to have them covering maybe 6 to 8 different towns. And they were going to have to cover all of them on foot. Maybe a few people, like say on donkeys or mules, but a whole lot of them traveling by foot. My guess is a lot of them probably didn't consider the world to be small. I'm simply saying, you know, we probably need to avoid giving ourselves the impression that we should minimize the majesty and the greatness of this world in which we live. Maybe if we use terms that described our earth, our world, and more majestic terms, maybe we would care more about this earth and as a result care more about the water that's on this earth, the air that is on this earth, the land itself, and above all, the people. I'm just wondering if we were able, if we were willing to consider this world a big, grand, majestic world without worshiping it, just acknowledging the greatness with which this earth has been made, the greatness that is still in the earth, on the earth. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the earth itself now. The skies, blue skies, much of the time. Rain is on the way, and sometimes the sky turns dark gray. That is phenomenal. sun shining brightly through the Earth's atmosphere. And from time to time, we see a rainbow on the Earth. Clouds above. Sometimes a beautiful white, cottony white cloud. And sometimes very, very, very dark, getting ready to throw down some serious rain. And those clouds can be very, very dark. What about the ability of the land to grow, produce, develop foods, crops of all kinds? And we look at places like the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon. We look at some of these awesome mountains, like, just as an example, Mount Everest. How about some of these ponds and lakes that we sometimes visit? We've just got to get by that water because it can be so refreshing, so relaxing. Maybe if we begin to see the grandeur of this world in which we live, maybe, just maybe, it wouldn't be too much more difficult for us to make the next leap, take the next step, and see the earthen vessels, us humans, as also having been created majestically, grandly, by our Creator, who really has done an outstanding job, not only of creating the earth, but of making mankind. You think about the way our bodies work from head to toe, the different things that our bodies work. I mean, you think about what the heart does. We think about what the liver does. We think about what the kidney does. We think about what the brain does. We think about what our legs do. We think about what our lungs do. We think about what our ears do. And we just think about each body part with its own function. And allow ourselves to really appreciate what's happening with our bodies. And then we think about all that's going on inside of our bodies, doing what they do, all those organs doing what they do at the same time. And we don't have to consciously tell each organ to do what it needs to do. We don't even know what all these organs do. Most of us don't. We haven't studied medicine. We haven't studied anatomy. Most of us probably don't know even half of what all our body does. But our body does what our bodies do. And how about our spirits? It's just phenomenal. I'm thinking we would probably really get a kick out of it if we placed more value on the earth. And part of that could possibly come about as a result of avoiding saying things like it's a small, 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 small world. And talking instead about how grand, 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 grand the world is. And just maybe, as a result of putting ourselves in a frame of mind of placing great value on the earth, possibly place much greater value on all humans of the earth, of all colors, both genders, all age groups. I tell you, it's something to see the beauty of all these different colors of people, skin colors. But it is also a beautiful thing to be able to look at people and see some folks who are in their infancy, their toddler stage, while some of the people there, it could be a family reunion. It may be a major religious function. Some of the people are preteens. Some of the people are young adults. Some of the people are middle-aged, older adults. Some of them are truly senior citizens. And we're seeing all that beautiful silver hair, beautiful white hair, beautiful gray hair. We look across the room and we're seeing black hair, brown hair, red hair. I tell you, just seeing the different gaits. I'm talking about the way people walk now, the different gaits. Phenomenal. Just awesome what we see. So I just want to encourage us. Let's allow ourselves to love people, have a deep appreciation for this earth, which we have been allowed and honored to live on as a race of, you know, the Homo sapiens, mankind, humanity, for centuries and centuries and centuries. I don't know how many. I'm just going to be honest with you. I just plain don't know. I know some people say the earth has been here with mankind for billions of years. Some say millions of years. Some say 10,000 years. Yours truly doesn't know. You don't mind me just being real honest. I just plain don't know. But I can tell you this. For whatever length of time we've been here, there is sure enough a whole lot of beauty on this earth. The earth itself, its flowers, its trees, its bodies of water, etc., and the people on the earth. Not to mention, let's just face it, there are a lot of nice looking buildings on this earth too. That's part of the reason that a lot of folks like taking trips, whether locally, across the seas, you name it, looking at some of the fascinating buildings, some of the wonders of the world. But when we come back, after we've had a few more minutes to allow ourselves to really, really sink into this whole matter of embracing people of all colors, you know what? In the long run, it seems to me that it's easier in the long run to embrace people of all colors, both genders, all age groups. It just seems to me, and I could be wrong, but it just seems to me that in the long run, that would be easier. When I say easier, take less energy than to segment ourselves. And I mean ourselves, me, segment myself. You segment yourself by determining I'm going to embrace this group and I'm going to embrace that group. But that group and that group and that group, I'm going to reject. I'm going to keep them out of my space. I'm going to keep them out of my soul. And I am not going to let my heart embrace those groups. And then once those groups are gone and the groups that I've decided that I'm going to like are back around me, I'm going to switch gears with my heart and I'm going to open up again. And you know what? To whatever extent we close our hearts to a group or other, or groups, plural, that we have decided we don't really want to be around, we have decided we are not going to embrace, to some extent, we're preventing ourselves, even unintentionally, from fully opening our hearts to the groups we've decided we will embrace. Why do you think it's so easy for a person to say, you know what, I really love you, A, but I hate B? And then when they find out that A does not hate B, but A will actually help members of group B, they also hate A. They started out loving A and ended up hating A, not because A did anything to them, but simply because A also loves and cares for and embraces the members of group B. And so the one who started out loving A switched gears with their heart and started hating A and shutting A out of the heart, refusing to any longer embrace A. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our hearts become very good at whatever we train our hearts to do. When we come back, let's take a look, a wrap up of what Pew Research Center has found out when it comes to ideological gaps between, as they put it, more and less educated adults. Our focus this time will be the generational divide as it pertains to several issues. I'll be right back.